Blog Talk Radio.
I know the man is you, and I know the man is you.
deal bountifully. Bountifully means plenteous or abundant with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it has unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked. Rebuked means scold or criticize the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach. Reproach means blame or disappointment. And contempt. Contempt means disrespect or disregard. For I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me. But thy servant did meditate. Meditate means to think on or think about or ponder or consider in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. I have read to you from Psalms 119, verses 17 through 24. May God add a blessing to the hearers of his word. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Did you ever stop to pray this morning, sheep, as you started on your way? I used to listen to that song on a radio station every Sabbath morning around 7 o'clock, back in the 60s and 70s, I think. Let us pray, sheep. Our Father in heaven, thank you for waking us up this morning in sane, sound mind and in excellent health. We also thank you and praise you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, and protect President Obama and his family, as well as Vice President Biden and his family. Keep them safe, Father, and help them make the correct or best decisions for the United States of America and protect our country. Also, Heavenly Father, protect my loved ones, no matter where they are. Protect them from sickness, diseases, hurts, harm, and danger, as well as me. I pray this prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. Jesus, a.k.a. means also known as. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You can read that for yourselves in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. But read all of the commandments. Get to know them. As a matter of fact, I ask you to read the entire Bible. As I'm doing, take your time. You don't have to rush. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And your longtime listeners know to have your three P's handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil. Just in case you want to write something down that I have said, or a Bible verse. For instance, I'm about to tell you to follow me into the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to pick up where I left off in Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 28. It reads, "Is this man Koniak a despised, broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure. Wherefore art thou cast out, he and his seed, seed those are his children, and are cast into a land which they know not. And I think that's when he talks about that or says that, he's talking about us black folk being cast out of our home in Jerusalem to into the United States. I want you sheep to keep in mind or remember in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, it Jesus answers and tells the his shepherds, take heed that no man deceives you. And, well, it says deceive you. And I think that in the United States of America, the world has been deceived by thinking that the black folk here in the United States are Africans when we're not. We're actually, if you read this Bible, this is what you will find out, as I have come to realize that we are, in fact, the true Israelites. Let's read on and pick up at verse 29 of Jeremiah chapter 22. O earth, earth, hear the word of Yah the Lord. Has thus said Yah the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, but no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Hence, here we are in the land of the United States of America. Let's read today's lesson. Excuse me. I guess I'm learning every time I start reading from the Bible, I began to burp. Today's lesson is Jeremiah chapter 23, the branch of righteousness. Let's read. And I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to read it in its entirety. It's about 40 chapters. So let's read, starting at verse 1. Woe unto the pastors that destroy and scatter my sheep of my pasture, says Yah the Lord. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will set upon you the evil of your doings, saith Yah the Lord. Verse 3, I will gather the remnant. A remnant is a small group of people left here and there. For instance, maybe 5,000 in the United States and 2,000 or 3,000 some other place all over the world. Again, a remnant is a small group of people. Let's start again at verse 3 of chapter 23 of Jeremiah. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to the fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I'm just thinking right now, those people who are in Israel who say they are Jews and they are not, read Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and that's why I say they are, but they are not. And Revelation chapter 3, I think verses somewhere between verses 3 through 7 through 9 somewhere. And it says the same thing again. Let me pick up where I left off, verse 4. Well, let me read verse 3 because I think I meant to say something and didn't. Oh, my thinking is that we are the true Israelites. Verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Dismayed means distressed or horrified. And we are still in bondage. We black folk are in the United States. That's because we are there. The politicians, like in Michigan, they're changing laws, and they're having black folk help them to change or implement the change. For instance, we voted I think around in 2010 or 11, we voted not to have an emergency manager the entire state of Michigan. Nonetheless, we had one in Detroit that made all these decisions. I think that they should not be, but it's not what I think. Let me get back to what the Bible I'm reading. I'm in verse 4 of chapter 23, and let me start at the beginning. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, said Yah the Lord. Behold, the days come, said Yah the Lord, I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Verse 6. In his days Judah shall be saved. Amen for that. And Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called Yah the Lord, our righteousness. Verse 7. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yah the Lord, that they shall no more say, and listen up, sheep, this is important, they shall no more say, Yah the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yah the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country. The north country, I'm thinking, is North America, United States of America. You're going to be saying that he brought up the people from the north country and from all countries where he had driven them, and they shall live, they shall dwell in their own land. Now, this puts, people say in 1948, the Israelites were returned to Israel. The Israelis returned to Israel. But this put that to a lie. The United States and the United Nations put those people in Israel. And it's important that you remember Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 7 and 8. And I'm going to circle this so that I can remember that God has not put those people back. They were put there by man. And that reminds me of the book of Daniel, where it talks about the abomination of desolation. I did not know what that was until the very end, when I heard in my mind, it's man-made laws. And then I began to understand. Also, in the book of Isaiah, I think it might be chapter 28, it tells you that we learn precept on precept. That might be Isaiah 28, verses maybe 10 or 11 somewhere, where you learn precept upon precept, line by line. As we go along reading this Bible, we learn, sheep. And this is what I have learned. That there's a big lie about those people being put. God has not put those people in Israel. Man put those people there. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 9. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, a man, and like a man whose wine has overcome. Because Yah the Lord, and because of the words of his holiness. Verse 10, for the land is full of adulterers. Adulterers are married people having sex with sexual intercourse with people who are not married. For because of swearing is offensive language or cursing. The land mourneth, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. And this is what's happening in some parts of the United States of America, like California, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia. The land is drying up. And there evil course. Let's see. Dried up. And their evil, and their course is evil. Let me start reading verse 10 again. But the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. Verse 11, for both prophet and priest are profane. Profane means ungodly. In my house have I found their wickedness, saith Yah the Lord. Verse 12, wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith Yah the Lord. Verse 13, and I have seen folly. Folly means foolishness. In the prophets of Samaria, they prophesied in Baal. Baal is a master or lord to Satan, the devil, and caused my people Israel to err. Verse 14, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. Horrible means shocking thing. They commit adultery. They walk in lies. They strengthen also the hand of evildoers, that none doeth return from wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom and the inhabitants thereof. Inhabitants mean people thereof, of Gomorrah. And God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their adulterous ways, their homosexual ways. Read Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, where it tells you, man shall not lay with mankind as a woman, nor woman. It doesn't say woman should. It just says man should not lay with mankind as a woman. And that means you women, too. And the United States is about to pass a law to become Satan worshipers, as far as I'm concerned, because they're doing things. The Supreme Court is allowing things to go forth that is totally against the Bible. For instance, they allow you to abort your children. You know, to me, that's murder. I was listening to a program where this guy had all these PhDs and all this information behind his name, and he says, of course, the Bible doesn't speak of abortion. And I said, he has a PhD behind his name. How ignorant can he be? That's what I'm thinking. Abortion is murder, serious, period. And the Bible in the Ten Commandments, it tells you not to murder. Simple as that. Let's pick up at verse 15 of Jeremiah chapter 23. Therefore, thus saith Yah the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. I know gall is bitter, and I'm thinking wormwood probably is something that's bitter or tastes bad. You look it up for yourselves. I don't have a computer. And, excuse me, I'm burping again. I think I'm learning. I need to look up burping, what happens. I think it may be that I'm learning because I'm reading. We sheep are learning as we read. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth unto all the land. Profaneness means that God's sacred words are being treated in abuse, in an abusive behavior. Verse 16, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, hearken not. Hearken means listen not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. Vain means worthless or useless. They speak a vision of their own heart and not of the mouth of Yah the Lord. Verse 17, they say unto them that despise me, Yah the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they shall, and they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Verse 18, for who has stood in the counsel of Yah the Lord and has perceived? Perceived means to understand, understood, and heard his word. Who has marked his word and heard it? Verse 19, behold, a whirlwind of Yah the Lord is gone forth in fury. Fury means anger. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously. Grievously means serious or bad. Upon the head of the wicked, verse 20, the anger of Yah the Lord shall not return until he has executed and till he have performed the thoughts of his heart. Whenever I see the word heart, I change it to mind. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. And I do, I see it happening. Verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Verse 23, I am God. I am a God at hand, saith Yah the Lord, and not a God afar off. Now, that's verse 23. Last week I had said, I never heard God call himself a God, Jesus, or Yahweh call himself a God. But here in verse 23, he has cleared that up for me. I'm going to stop here at verse 24. We are going to pick up next time at Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24. Because I am running out of time. See, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debts. Yeah, I say that prayer in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. Jesus, or also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, and I believe it will be, I will be with you next time. Remember, our Father loves you, and so do I. Go to www.eatandliveonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Speak with you next Sabbath. And by the way, Sabbath means Saturday, the seventh day. Goodbye for now.